The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And serving it away, Cameron Preston at 22-17. Miner is blocked. And Gruel gets another one. Sophie Gruel with two big ace blocks late here in game two. And it's 23-17. Four in a row for Wilcox-Hildreth.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular featuring Axtell, Southern Valley, and the host Falcons. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
SEM to the middle again, going to the offhand, tipping it across to Pierce. Axtell is able to get it up front. The attack down and good. Kit Wells with her third kill.
All three teams are off to good starts this September, but all three are from different classes. Will C2 Southern Valley have the upper hand, or will the Class D schools come up big tonight? We'll find out next in the Falcons Triangular, but first in the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Wilcox-Hildreth High School with sports editor Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Thursday
High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular. The Falcons come in with a record of 6-3, and up first they will take on Southern Valley, who comes in with a record of 10-3 on the season. Axtell is 8-1, and they will play the last two matches here tonight on Classic Hits. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's first match between Wilcox-Hildreth and Southern Valley right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We will start with the visitors from Southern Valley. They will go with number 9, a 5'6" senior, Kristen Bowes. She'll be followed by number 4, 5'7" freshman, Rebecca Lenneman. Number 3 is a 5'11" senior, Laura McInturf. Number 2, 5'4" sophomore, is Savannah Quinn. Number 15, 5'8" senior, Shalisa Brooks. And number 23, 5'7" freshman, Cassie Bowes. Head coach at Southern Valley is Sandy Miller. As we said, they are 10-3 on the season. Class C2, those losses coming to Wood River, Centura, and Burwell. For Wilcox-Hildreth, number 10 is a 5'3 junior, Emily Bergstrom. Number 2 is a 5'5 junior, Alex Wojcieski. Number 18, 5'10 junior, Ashley Nichols. Number 6, 5'9 junior, Cameron Preston. Number 4, 5'6 senior, Riley Jenkins. And number 21, 5'10 junior, Sophie Gruel. Wilcox-Hildreth is coached by Mike Smith, assisted by Lynette Gruel and Karen Pates, along with Leslie Henriksen. They are 6-3. On the season, no libero for Wilcox-Hildreth. Brooke Hayes, 5'5 senior, the libero for Southern Valley. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll get the serve in the air right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terrier Jason Stark, our Newtek seed dealer near you. And we are underway with the first serve across the net here. And Wilcox Hildreth will get the kill with Ashley Nichols to get things going. So it is 1-0. And right back, Southern Valley is going to go to the outside and put it down. Was it called in or out? A little change there maybe in the course, but they're going to call that one good as Laura McInturp goes up and terminates the first point of the match. So Emily Bergstrom off the line for Wilcox Hildreth. We're tied 1-1, and back to serve it away, Kristen Bowes for Southern Valley. Wilcox Hildreth comes left wing, drives it back into the back left, picked up there and returned quickly to the Falcons. Middle attack going to be blocked up front there by McInturp. Picked up easily and has to be passed across, but passed into the block. There's an ace block for McInturp. And Southern Valley is up by a score of 2-1. Serving it away again will be Bowes. Handled back middle that time by Wilcox Hildreth. They'll go to the middle. Another block up front, and it's going to go right back at number 18, Ashley Nichols. Another block by McInturp, 5'11 senior. She definitely has the ups as far as this match is going. A little more height for this Southern Valley team, as Bones serves it away again, leading it 3-1 early on. This time they'll roll it over the block, and it's deep that time. So an attack error for the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. After you get blocked three times in a row, you try to go over the block, and then that's what happens. They lose the point because of the error. So another serve across there by Bowes, and Wilcox Hildreth goes to the outside. This time it's blocked out of bounds, so the point and the kill for Cameron Preston. And that'll make it 4-2, side out here for Wilcox Hildreth. And the serve. Firing that one across will be Alex Wojcieski. Picked up Southern Valley and a big hammer in the middle. Boy, this senior in Laura McInturp already showing her power. That's her second kill. She hammers that one home, and it's 5-2. And from our vantage point, we will be in danger from middle attacks. We're right here on the stage behind the Wilcox Hildreth venue. And the LeBaron.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
A little technical difficulty there. We apologize for that. But as we come back, Preston gets another kill for Wilcox Hildreth. And now in to serve it for the Falcons is Christina Borgman, and she puts up an ace serve. So it is now 6-4 in favor of Southern Valley here in the first set. Best of three on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Southern Valley goes to the outside, driving it through the double block will be Shalisa Brooks, but a nice job there of picking it up out of the net. Southern Valley returns. Brooks with another swing, dug out there by Gruel to the outside. Swing's going to go back corner by Preston, and a good rally going here. Rolled across out of the middle by Southern Valley, overpassed into the net, though, by the Falcons, and a kill for McInturp. That'll be her third here of the
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Wilcox Hildreth 7-6 now your score. Southern Valley is blocked up front that time by Gruhl, dug out of the net, and another swing. And again, it's off the block of Gruhl, but this time it comes through for the Shalisa Brooks kill. Southern Valley 8, Wilcox Hildreth 6. We're working on a little bit of technical difficulty. We apologize for that delay here. It's 8-6 Southern Valley. And back to serve it away will be Savannah Quinn. Right down the middle it goes to Borgman. Wilcox Hildreth goes to Gruhl. She goes with a left hand down the middle, picked up by the libero, Hayes. Middle attack, something off that one, an attack error, Southern Valley, as they went to the freshman, Cassie Bowes, and that one did not crawl over the net. Back to serve it away for Wilcox Hildreth will be Riley Jenkins, the senior. Both teams, a lot of freshmen on their roster, some of them playing. The set a little too wide here for the Eagles, and it's tapped into the antenna, and we're tied up here in set number one at 8-8. And for the Falcons, they're doing a good job. They haven't put a string together, but they're getting a point on about every serve as it's floated across here to Bowes. Back out to Kristen. She'll go angle on the attack. Dug out by Preston. Set high left side and floated over that double block by Bergstrom. Good one arm up in the back row by the libero, Hayes, and set to the outside. The attack driven across by Brooks. Again, dug out nicely. The Falcons tip it across with Gruhl. Great dig again by Hayes, the libero. Joust at the net. One by the Falcons. Gruhl will get credit for her first kill. Battling up there one-on-one with Brooks, the senior from Southern Valley, and Wilcox Hildreth has their first lead since 1-0 as Jenkins serves it across. Another middle attack tapped over by Bowes, handled by the Falcons. They'll go outside. Bergstrom taps it across. Dug in the back row by Quinn. Southern Valley standing spike, so an opportunity here for Wilcox Hildreth. They'll go to Gruhl on the attack. Gets picked up in a back row, and a back row attack hits the net and falls over for McIntyre, and that is her fourth kill. So 9-9 here in the first set, Southern Valley and Wilcox Hildreth at the Falcon Triangular here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Wilcox Hildreth and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Another serve that hits the net and trickles over for an ace. And Southern Valley now up 10-9. Ace serve recorded by Shalisa Brooks. And she'll fire another one. How about back-to-back aces for Brooks? And it's now 11-9 in favor of Southern Valley. So just when Wilcox Hildreth got things even up, Southern Valley's able to come back and take the lead, 11-9 Eagles. Serves across to Bergstrom. Back set to Gruhl. Left-hander from the right wing. Not handled cleanly in the back row and has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Falcons. Set by Jenkins. Outside attack. It's too wide, and there wasn't anything that Emily Bergstrom could do as that set was off the mark, and it's now 12-9. Eagles up by three, scoring four in a row. Brooks right down the middle to Borgman. Bump set, and it will be set across here by Jenkins. Free ball for Southern Valley. Set to the outside. Again, it's a little wide, so a standing spike for Lenneman. Middle attack, Gruhl rolls it over the double block. Dug out of the back row by Quinn. The Eagles will go outside. And from off the net, it'll be driven across by Brooks. Handled there and tipped across by Gruhl. Quick pickup by the Eagles. Good rally going here. Middle attack. Driven right down the middle. There was no block that time. Driven around it, but a good dig out of the back row by Borgman, and it's returned by the Falcons. Longest point so far here of this first set. Here's this set by Jenkins. Outside attack. Going to be taken into the back row and played up there by Brooks. And a back row attack driven across by the senior McIntyre. Great dig out of the back row by the Falcons and Preston. But on the return, it finally sails wide, and a long, long point ends on an error. But there were a lot of good plays on both sides in that rally, and Southern Valley now is up 4-13-9. Serve across, set again to the outside, and Cameron Preston will go with the standing spike. A good look here, and up in the back row by Wilcox Hildreth. Jenkins gets to the front row, pushed into the back corner by Bergstrom again. Southern Valley not quite as powerful when McInturf is in the back row, but here it's going to be set across by Lenneman, and she caught Wilcox Hildreth a little flat-footed. They thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it stayed in, and a timeout now as the Eagles have scored six in a row. 14-9. It is Southern Valley leading in the first set here from Wilcox Hildreth, and we'll be right back.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth.
your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Southern Valley Wilcox Hildreth first match of tonight's triangular. Axtell is the third member of tonight's try. So you've got two members out of the Fort Kearney Conference with Southern Valley coming in. C2 for Southern Valley, D1 for Axtell, D2 for Wilcox Hildreth, who was ranked earlier in the season but has fallen out of the rankings. Axtell is rated. Southern Valley just on the outside. As we're back to action, 14-9 Eagles, and they are on the attack with a back row swing out of necessity by Quinn. Here's Gruel for Wilcox Hildreth, blocked up front by Lenneman, but dug out and passed across by Gruel. Another opportunity here for the Eagles. They've scored six in a row. This time it ricochets off the net, down for the kill. Cassie Bowes, one of the two starting freshmen here for Coach Sandy Miller. And that is seven in a row to go from 9-8 down to 15-9 up here. And the whole time back there at that service line has been Shalisa Brooks. Six in a row, including a couple of aces. Pass not handled cleanly, has to be rolled across by Gruel. Southern Valley trouble for the center to run it down, and they have to pass it right back to a free ball here. And a bump set to the middle for Gruel off the assist from Wojcieski. Handled back middle again that time by the Eagles. Dug out by McInturf and slapped back across. Bergstrom runs it into the back row. Collision of Eagles, but Quinn able to get the up, and the back row attack comes right up at us here at the table. And it is out of bounds for Brooks. So good run there by the Eagles. And they're now up 15-10 as they give the volleyball back over to Gruel and Wilcox Hildreth. And Sophie, the lefty, finds an opening on the other side. It clipped the net, but it's saved. And a middle attack driven across for a Southern Valley kill. Kristen Bowes. Wilcox Hildreth had almost started to celebrate because it looked like it was going to be an ace serve. And a great layout that time by Cassie Bowes just to keep the ball in play. 16-10 Eagles. And Bowes will serve it across. All of a sudden, the passing has not been as crisp here for Wilcox Hildreth. Attack taken across there by Ashley Nichols and returned quickly. Free ball here. Nichols in the middle. Around the double block. Nice kill. Ashley Nichols with her second kill. And that's just the sixth here of the first set for Wilcox Hildreth. As we get ready to start our second time through the service rotation, Emily Bergstrom ready to serve it away. 16-11, Southern Valley, best of three. Play them to 25. Overpass here by the Eagles. Quick return that time by Wojcieski. Joust at the net, and it is going to be Southern Valley volleyball. The up official never did give an indication, just said it was tipped. And I'm not sure exactly if that was McInturf. We will give it to Laura. And the serve across here by the Eagles, 17-11. Right down the middle, handled there by Bergstrom, set to the outside and driven just deep by Preston, and it is 18-11. Southern Valley now starting to get some pretty good distance between themselves and the Eagles here in, Falcons here in game one. Bowes to serve. Had three in a row the last time she was back there. Gets one here. Serve across the middle attack, taken over by Nichols. Quick set, dumped across by the center instead. And Savannah Quinn will get her first kill. Southern Valley 19-11 now over Wilcox Hildreth. Great play. Saw the opening in the middle. And Quinn took advantage. Serve back corner ace. There was an opening there in the back left. And neither one of the Southern Valley Eagles in Gruel or Bergstrom could get to it. And we are going to have a substitution now. Haven't had, this may be the first, a second, I believe, for Wilcox Hildreth. And checking in will be Sydney Wojcieski, just a freshman. And the serve is short, and it is going to drop right in front of that back row for another ace. 21-11 on back-to-back aces here for Bowes. And we are going to give a timeout called by Coach Mike Smith. We are deep into game one, but after Wilcox Hildreth took a 9-8 lead, Southern Valley has been unstoppable. They have won on a 13-2 run at Southern Valley 21 at Wilcox Hildreth 11 on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Nebraska Land National Bank.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Wilcox Hildreth. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Vic Young and his crew for allowing us to bring you tonight's sporting activity as we are at the Wilcox Hildreth Triangular. And out of the Falcons timeout, back to action, serves across, joust at the net, comes back over to Southern Valley, and they go to McInturf, and she's able to drive it home and get her sixth kill. 22-11, Southern Valley has had two long service runs here now after being down 9-8. And Kristen Bowes continues to serve. Fires it across to Alex Wojcieski. Overpass, free ball above the net is quickly put down. McInturf's seventh kill. So if it's not an ace serve, they're getting some good swings from McInturf in this first couple of rotations here for Southern Valley. Pretty dynamic, at least here so far. And the serve at 23-11. Coming across this time, it'll go to Megan Jeldon, who has checked in for Wilcox Hildreth. Set to the outside. Preston will finish. And that'll be the third kill for Cameron. Side out here for Wilcox Hildreth. And they've got a lot of work to do. Southern Valley's going to bring in Tia Norman, a 5'5 sophomore, with a comfortable lead here. Very rarely can you just sub for a point or two, but the Eagles can right here. And Alex Wojcieski to serve it. Overpass, free ball above the net, and putting it down will be Nichols. So each team here has gotten a good overpass on a serve for a free put down. That's the third kill for Nichols. And Wojcieski with her first point on the service line tonight. 23-13, Southern Valley. Serve across, Eagle slide right side, big swing, but it is wide and out of bounds from McInturf. She's got seven kills and a couple of ace blocks, and she really wanted to pound that one down, but it sailed wide on her. And Wojcieski will go again. That's the first slide we've seen from the Eagles here. Picked up by the Libero Hayes, set it across, but it's nailed that time by the Falcons as they take the attack outside. Preston, it's blocked once. Second time, she'll float it over the double block. Now McInturf dumps it over and gets the kill. And it is set point for Southern Valley. And to serve it away on game point will be Brooke Hayes. Hayes tries a jump serve and miss hit it. Into the net it goes. That's also our first service error of the match for either team. And back to serve now will be Christina Borgman, the junior for Wilcox Hildreth. Game point number two for Southern Valley. And the serve goes into the back corner to Hayes. Good pass to the net. Short set, and McInturf will terminate. And that's the end of game number one, dominated by Southern Valley's strong serving. And Laura McInturf nominating that set with nine kills and two ace blocks. Southern Valley takes the opener by a score of 25-15. We'll look at the numbers in a moment.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. In the opening set for Wilcox Hildreth, Alex Wojcieszky had two service points. Riley Jenkins had two service points. Had an ace serve out of Christina Borgman. Cameron Preston had one service point and three kills. Emily Bergstrom had a service point and one kill. Ashley Nichols had three kills, and Sophie Gruel had one kill. For Wilcox Hildreth, eight kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Southern Valley, Savannah Quinn, she was able to dump one across for one kill. Laura McInturf, the story here, two ace blocks, nine kills. Rebecca Lenneman had one kill. Kristen Bose had nine service points. Two of those were aces, one kill. Then you slide down to Brooke Hayes. She had an ace serve. Shalisa Brooks had six service points, two of them aces, one kill. And Cassie Bose had one kill. Southern Valley, 14 kills, two ace blocks, five ace serves, as the Eagles will take game one by a score of 25-15 after trailing early by a score of 9-8. We'll be back with game two here on Classic Hits 98.9 right after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Doug Duda, Caleb Henry, back with you here for game two from the Wilcox Hildreth Triangular. The opening point on an error goes to Southern Valley, and so they will get on the attack. Wilcox Hildreth overpassed it. It falls on the back line. The good attack, it was overpassed by the server, Cassie Bose, who's going to get credit for the point and for the kill. And it is 2-0 now, Southern Valley. Axtell, the third member, will play Southern Valley next, and then Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth will finish it up around 7. Here's the middle attack by the Falcons. Ashley Nichols dug out Southern Valley, goes to the middle, and the swing is a half that time by McInturf. Picked up again, middle attack, down and good for the kill by Ashley Nichols. That'll be her fourth for Wilcox Hildreth, and they are on the board here in game number two. Opening set went to Southern Valley by a score of 25-15. Southern Valley is 10-3 on the season, so they played a little bit more volleyball. And what a serve. Boy, kind of confused the back row, and it threw the whole thing off. At first, I thought it was just an ace, but I don't know if Cassie Bowes slipped or if that ball just fooled her a little bit. And we'll credit that as a Wojcieszky ace, because it just shot right over to the referee stand, and it's 2-2. Flying across again is Alex, set to the outside. They're moving McInturf around. She goes back corner. Tracking it down is Bergstrom. Has to be passed across here, though, by Nichols. Here is the set middle attack. McInturf off the single block. Good dig out of the back row, but then it's passed into the net. Somehow dug out and set across by Preston, and the middle attack McInturf anyway goes down. Another free ball after all that work that Wilcox Hildreth did to dig it out of the net and get it back across. That was just free candy for the Eagles. And back to serve it away will be Kristen Bowes. She was very solid in the first set. Middle attack going to be blocked up front again by Laura McInturf. Has to be frustrating right now, especially for Nichols and Preston up front for the Falcons. With all that height that Southern Valley has shown, moving the serve around is Bowes. And this time she moved it a little too far to her right, and out of bounds it goes. Service error, point Wilcox Hildreth. 4-3 the score in game two. Southern Valley with the early lead here. And back to serve it away for the Falcons will be Borgman. Had an ace in the first game. Pass across, short set, tipped over, McInturf, and in the net, going to be called on Wilcox Hildreth. Didn't matter. It was down and good for an 11th kill for McInturf. 5-3 Southern Valley, game two. And the libero, Brooke Hayes, to fire it away here for the Eagles. Little jump serve down the middle, handled, but passed toward the net by Wojcieszky, and has to be passed across right on the sideline, played there by Bowes. Right side attack, McInturf, dug out there by Wojcieszky, and the attack taken across by Preston. Again, McInturf in the middle, just too quick, down and good. She's like Iron Byron. I don't know what the volleyball equivalent of a robot would be, but McInturf is definitely showing it right here. Anna Krause again, it goes by Brooke Hayes. And an ace serve. It's overpassed right into the net. Second ace serve by Hayes. And you can chalk up a 7-3 lead now for Southern Valley. As the Millers taking care of the coaching duties here this afternoon. Jump serve goes back middle. It's not a big jump serve. It's handled there by Wojcieszki. Passed across. McInturf actually has to set it. So the swing comes from the left side by Brooks. And it's going to be good. Second kill for Shalisa Brooks. She got quite a few looks when she was in the front row in the first set, but a good job of digging most of them by the Falcons. And Hayes tries to continue the run. Some good runs at the service line right now by Southern Valley. Here's Gruel. Nice adjustment over the double block and drops it well inside the back line. Gruel with her second kill. Side out for Wilcox-Hildreth. 8-4. In favor of the Eagles, Southern Valley won the opening set 25-15. It's not an overly busy night of volleyball, but there are some matches around the area. We'll try to tell you about here in a minute as Hayes punches it across in the back row. Wilcox-Hildreth will go to the outside. Off that double block, it's taken across by Bergstrom for the point. Second kill for Emily. And something that Wilcox-Hildreth has not been able to do is get a run going at the service line. I think 2 points in a row, maybe three, is the most that they have got at one time. There's a knuckleball serve across, dumped right back, though, by the setter, Quinn, and Quinn will get the kill. Boy, that was a good serve, and that's about all she could do with it. Side out here for the Eagles at 9-5. In the Tri-Cities tonight for volleyball, Fremont's at Kearney, Grand Island hosting Lincoln North Star, Adams Central is at Holdridge, and McInturf, the senior, will fire it across. They list her at 5'11", playing bigger than that right now. Overpassed it, get across the net. Oh, they're going to call Southern Valley in the net. There's a tough one. I'm not sure that that ball was going to come across the net. Neither did the middle blocker. And as she went up, must have just grazed the net either on the way up or down, and it would have been a Southern Valley point. Instead, chalk one up here for the Falcons, and Riley Jenkins will drop an ace serve. So for the last 5 points to Wilcox-Hildreth to climb back within 2-9-7. That brings Coach Miller off the bench to put a few words of encouragement in her girls. And again, across it comes by Jenkins off that ace. And how about another point? As it's dumped down into the net, some problems right now handling the volleyball for the Eagles. Jenkins serve to Hayes. Pass close to the net, dumped across by Quinn. Free ball right up front. Here comes the attack on the outside by Bergstrom. Over the double block, back row attack. McInturf dig there. It's into the net, and McInturf is going to get a back row kill. Fourth kill of the game, 13th of the match. 10-8 Southern Valley, and it will be Samantha Quinn to serve. This is about the point of the scoring tool that Southern Valley nuts, though, last set. They were down 9-8 and ended up, next thing you know, they were up 23-11. Outside, Gruel blocked. She's able to dig it, but they can't pull it back out of the net. And an ace block up front this time. And the Eagles give credit to Shalisa Brooks for being there. And the serve by Quinn at 11-8. Takes that little half, fires it across strong. Back across there by Bergstrom. Dug by Quinn over past Gruel with a one-timer. And it is going to be bumped around a few times. But nobody can track it down until it gets into the back row, and Gruel will pick up the point. And back into the front row will be Ashley Nichols. And Gruel will serve. The Falcons trail 11-9, game two. Southern Valley on the over. Here is Southern Valley to the middle. The set's a little wide. Adjusting to it will be Cassie Bowes. Takes it across. Passed over here by Wilcox-Hildreth. Out of attack, no block, and it's driven down and good by Brooks. Third kill for Brooks, 12-9, and she'll now rotate back and serve it away. Some other volleyball tonight. Amherst and Overton are playing over at Elwood in a triangle tonight. Red Cloud and Blue Hill are at Shelton. SCM is hosting Elm Creek and Loomis in an FKC triangular tonight. That's just some of the action as the serve is wide here from Brooks and out of bounds. Point Wilcox. Axtell again is the third team. They'll play next against Southern Valley, and then the Eagles will head home, and Axtell will then play Wilcox-Hildreth the final match. As Emily Bergstrom serves it right down the middle, and Southern Valley goes with a cut. Kristen Bowes gets her second kill. She had that block right in front of her and elected one way or the other and cuts it down for the kill, 13-10. Cassie Bowes, the younger sister, will serve. And she'll float one right down the middle, handled there by the Falcons easily. Set to the outside and through the block for the kill is Preston with her fourth. First of this set, fourth of the match. Checking in for Southern Valley, Tia Norman to play back row. And to serve it away for the Falcons will be Alex Wojcieski. Had an ace serve early in the game. This one is taken at Hayes. She gets a good high set. Now they get it out to McInturf, and her middle attack is deep. A rare miss from Laura McInturf. 13 kills, 3 ace blocks, and we're only midway in the second set. Wojcieski to serve, a chance to tie it here midway through set number 2. Dangles with that right sideline, but it's picked up. Middle attack going to be driven strong and out of bounds by 11. And we're all tied at 13. So Southern Valley has had some errors from times that allows Will Pax-Hildreth to get a little momentum here. Let's see if they can keep it and get the lead. As they'll go outside, McInturf tries to end this run. Dug out by Gruel. Wilcox-Hildreth is going to watch it almost fall. They have to just punch it across there with Jenkins, and that gives McInturf a chance. Blocked up front by Nichols, but returned quickly. Great point here. A couple of good defensive plays by the Falcons, and passed across on a free ball here to Southern Valley. They'll go to the outside, and it's going to be taken off the block by Lenneman. Handled the back row by Wojcieski. Middle attack driven down and good by the Falcons. Ashley Nichols. Fifth kill, and the Falcons, after being down 8-3, have come back to take a 14-13 lead here in game 2 on their home turf. Wojcieski to serve. And she'll take a high, short one, handled there by Norman, and nobody else gets it, and he serve. And that might bring a timeout, and it does, here from Southern Valley. So a 5-0 run by Wilcox-Hildreth, and they now lead game 2, 15-13, after the Eagles won the opener 25-15. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. We'll be right back.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including 2 huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Wilcox-Hildreth. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night. Our next volleyball action Tuesday will be an annual get-together as Kearney Catholic will host Grand Island Central Catholic varsity action at around 7 from Cope Gymnasium on Tuesday. Right now, though, at the service line is Alex Wojcieski, leading at 15-13, coming off the Southern Valley timeout. They get to the outside, and McInturf, well, doesn't take much to draw that play up in the huddle. Get it to Laura. Let her hammer home her 14th kill. A sign out here for Southern Valley. Again, the Eagles, after a tight first 17-18 points in the first set, went from 9-8 down to 23-11 up and won at 25-15. They jumped out 8-3 here, but Wilcox-Hildreth has rallied strong. And it's dumped across on a two-ball there by Riley Jenkins. That'll be the center's first kill, and right back over to Wilcox-Hildreth, 16-14. Southern Valley had been the ones going on the long service runs, but couldn't get anything there. So let's see if Wilcox-Hildreth can keep the pressure on. A high floating serve by Borgman across, passed across quickly by Southern Valley. Here's the swing right down the line, but it is just off the corner for the Falcons. Preston, and out of bounds it goes. And a point here for Southern Valley and Brooke Hayes. Hayes right in front of us serves that one across strongly down the middle. Set all the way from the left to the right, taken across by Gruel. Short set in the middle. They'll tap it over Gruel with the big hitter, Laura McInturf, and the back row couldn't get to it in time. That is kill number 6 of the set and 15 of the match, and we're tied again, this time at 16. Hayes serves. Back middle, set up by Jenkins to the outside. It's blocked again, and that time getting the block was not only McInturf, but Brooks. Shalisa might have got a little more of that swing from Preston. And another run now going here for Southern Valley. Well, Cox Hildreth needs the ball back right now. They've already come back from a deep deficit as Gruel taps it over the block. Now McInturf didn't have much room to work with, hit it way out, but in the net, called on Wilcox Hildreth. And a break there for the Eagles. That is a huge point. Instead of being tied at 17, it is now 18-16 on the net violation. And so that's four in a row for Southern Valley. And let's see if the Eagles take advantage of the break and run away here. Hayes floats it again, deep middle to Wojcicki. Set outside, Gruel pops off the tape, off the fingertips, straight up in the air. Southern Valley goes to the outside. Here's a swing from front left by Brooks at the middle of the net. It's going to be taken over. Gruel rolls it off the block and gets the kill. Fourth kill for Sophie. Side out, Wilcox Hildreth. 18-17, Southern Valley with the lead. Cameron Preston to serve it away here for Wilcox Hildreth. In the back corner, Norman, quick in the middle, and McInturf will terminate. If you can go quick and get it to your big middle like that, you are going to be in business, and that's exactly what happened there for the Eagles. As rotating back in is freshman Cassie Bowes, and McInturf will go back and serve it away here for Southern Valley. Just dropped it over the front of the net. Nobody playing front middle. It's an ace. And both timeouts have been there, and Coach Smith is now going to use one. So as we get towards the end of game two, Southern Valley has now given themselves a little bit of breathing room after being down 15-13. They have won on a 7-2 run. They won the first set 25-15, and Southern Valley now leads game two over Wilcox Hildreth 20-17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As we are back here at Wilcox Hildreth, we remind you, plenty of football tomorrow. Hayes Center coming in for Will Hill in their homecoming game tomorrow. So best of luck to the Falcons here at home in their first year in six-man, off to a decent start. Back to action in volleyball. Southern Valley has the lead. In the first set, they win it. Now they're up 20-17 and serving in game number two. Across by McInturf, returned deep by Southern Valley and out of bounds. Just passed over, and Southern Valley couldn't take advantage of the free ball, 20-18, as the side out goes to the Falcons and ready to serve it away. Jenkins hit the net, and it just crawled over for a much-needed ace. And they've had a couple of those here in this set. And I think both of them were from Riley Jenkins. They have four ace serves, but a couple of them really clipped that tape. And here's the pass that's off the mark. They're not going to be able to get a swing from the Eagles, so they'll tap it across. Free ball. Jenkins sets. Middle attack. Gruel down, but just wide. Point, Southern Valley, 4 points away from the victory, but only 2 points ahead at the moment. And back to serve it away will be the sophomore, Savannah Quinn. And Quinn, high toss, jump serve, sails into the back middle, picked up by Borgman. Back set to Gruel on the outside. She'll drive it home. Number five for Sophie Gruel. Side out, Wilcox Hildreth got way up on that one. And that back middle was open, and that's exactly where she fired it. Next, the Wildcats starting to warm up. And they will play next against Southern Valley. That should be a whale of a match. Southern Valley in the middle. The attack is blocked up front. And Bowes is going to be blocked back at her by Nichols. That's the first ace block of the match here for Wilcox Hildreth. And we are tied at 21. Gruel on the service line for service point of the afternoon. And a chance to take the lead late in game two. Hayes, back set right side. It's going to be driven across, but in the net on Wilcox Hildreth, trying to get the block and tighten it up. Back in for Southern Valley. Rebecca Lenneman back to serve it away. Is Shalisa Brooks. 22-21, Southern Valley, game two. They won the first one across to Preston. Set to a standing Wojcicki, so all she can do is roll it across here. And the back row attack by McInturf. Good dig to keep it alive, but a double hit on the set. And McInturf just keeps chalking him up here and out of the back row. It was all placement that time. And a timeout is going to be called here just before Southern Valley can serve, leading it 23-21. 2 points away from the match, but Wilcox Hildreth has been battling back all afternoon long. Can they do it? We'll find out when we return here on Classic Hits.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Don't forget, Thursday night NFL football, 7:35 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Washington Redskins hosting the New York Giants. Ready to zip it away is Shalisa Brooks here for Southern Valley. 2 points away from the win, 23-21. Dumped across there and a little ping pong back to Jenkins. So they'll set middle. Here's the attack. Nichols, and it's going to be blocked down her. Down and good. Ace block. Cassie Bowes. A lot of net. A little bit of fingers. And it is match point now for Southern Valley. Game two, a little bit more of a battle, but they're 1 point away from going to 11-3. Serves it across by Brooks, and it's mishandled in the back row. Good hustle to run it down, though. End of the game, Sarah Earhart did that. Here's a back row attack. McInturf takes it across, dug it out. Southern Valley free ball, tip back at him. And a free ball attack here by the Falcons. Taken across by Nichols. Scrambling is going to be Southern Valley. A one arm up as it gets back over to Jenkins. And passed across. Free ball here for Southern Valley. Match point. Back set right side. It's going to be tapped across and in the net, called on Southern Valley. So we stay alive on the tap try by Kristen Bowes. She followed through into the net. And it's game point number two for Southern Valley. But Wilcox Hildreth is serve. And across it comes from Emily Bergstrom. Set to the outside. The attack driven across there by Lenneman. Handled by the Falcons. Nichols has to adjust into the tape. It's blocked. Run down nicely that time by Jenkins. But a double hit's going to be called. A whistle comes. A double hit's going to be called. Try to put it back on the floor. And that is going to end this match. 25-22 in favor of Southern Valley. But to Wilcox Hildreth, playing a little bit better there in game number two. They'll fall to 6-4. Southern Valley will improve to 11-3. Wilcox Hildreth will get the breather before playing Axtell. Southern Valley and Axtell coming your way here just after 6 o'clock. Then after tonight, Wilcox Hildreth right back in action tomorrow, hosting a good Hays Center team. They're 8-2. Amherst is off to an 8-3 start. They come in with Loomis for a triangular next week. And for Southern Valley, after they finish up a play here tonight, they will head down to Almena, Kansas for a triangular with a couple of Kansas teams. When we come back, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedics postgame show. Stay with us for the final stats here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth as the first of our three triangular matches is in the books. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, the numbers in game number two for Wilcox Hildreth, Alex Wojcieski had 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Riley Jenkins, 3 service points, 2 of them aces and a kill. Cameron Preston, a service point and a kill. Emily Bergstrom had a kill. Ashley Nichols, an ace block and two kills. Sophie Gruhl, a service point and four kills. Nine kills, one ace block, four ace serves for Wilcox Hildreth in the second set. For Southern Valley, I had Savannah Quinn with a service point and a kill. Laura McInturf, an ace serve, an ace block, eight kills. Kristen Bowes had a service point and a kill. Brooke Hayes had six service points. One of them was an ace. Jaleesa Brooks had two service points, two ace blocks, two kills, and Cassie Bowes, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. 13 kills, four ace blocks, two ace serves. Southern Valley looked pretty good for most of that match, and they win it 25-22. We'll come back with the cumulative numbers as we continue on the New West postgame show after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the final overall numbers of this two-set match. First off, for Wilcox Hildreth, I had Alex Wojcieski leading the team in serving with 7 points. Two of them were aces. Christina Borgman had an ace. Riley Jenkins, 5 service points. Two of them aces, 1 kill. Cameron Preston, 2 service points, 4 kills. Emily Bergstrom, a service point, 2 kills. Ashley Nichols, an ace block, 5 kills, tied for the team high with Sophie Gruhl, who had a service point and 5 kills. For Wilcox Hildreth, 17 kills, 1 ace block, 5 ace serves. The Falcons now fall 6-4 on the season. Again, of course, both teams play Axtell, but then after that, this is kind of Wilcox Hildreth's year to be home a lot. A lot of their triangulars, four of them, actually are at home. This is the third of those. Hayes Center comes in tomorrow for the volleyball football doubleheader. And then after that, as we said, they're back home again. 1 week from tonight for Amherst and Loomis in a triangular. And then a lot of the end of the season is on the road. Final stats now for Southern Valley. Savannah Quinn, a service point, 2 kills. Laura McInturf, what a match for her. An ace serve, 3 ace blocks, and I had her 17 kills. Rebecca Lenneman had 1 kill. Kristen Bowes led the way serving with 10 points, 2 of them aces, 2 kills. Brooke Hayes, 7 service points, 2 of them aces. Shalisa Brooks had 8 service points, 2 of them aces, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. And Cassie Bowes, a service point, an ace block, and 2 kills. I had Southern Valley for 27 kills, 6 ace blocks, 7 ace serves. They had a little bit of everything, but their play at the net definitely would have been the thing I pointed out as the difference in this game. They didn't have an answer for the tallest player on the floor in McInturf, and it wasn't so much the 17 kills, it was what she was able to do in blocking the hitters for Wilcox Hildreth, as Southern Valley improves to 11-3 with a 25-15, 25-22 victory, and they will take on Axtell here in about 20 minutes, and then after tonight's action, they've played a majority or half of their season already. They head down to Almena, Kansas to play Northern Valley and Natoma on Tuesday. Then they're back home on the 7th, the 9th, for action against Cambridge and Silver Lake. And then Minden and Alma go in on the 16th for a triangular. And that is a look at your stats. And that is going to wrap up our coverage of the first of tonight's three matches. The New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. We'll send it back to the studios and Caleb Henry back in Kearney for a few minutes. Be back in about 15 to get you ready for Southern Valley and Axtell. 25-15, 25-22, Southern Valley wins the first match over Wilcox Hildreth. This is Doug Dudas saying keep it here for more high school volleyball.
The preceding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.